So what is a good day? Over the years, I noticed some common answers to my "What is a good day?" question. Answers that resonated with the small delights of my humble supermarket job. First, people often talked about getting a buzz from feeling productive and from knowing that their efforts counted towards something worthwhile. The best days also tended to involve people feeling confident that they were doing a fine job and that they had the support they needed from others. Finally, people talked about good days leaving them feeling more energized than depleted overall. I don't mean that the work wasn't physically or mentally tiring, just that it gave back enough enjoyment and motivation to make up for whatever it was taking out of them. Of course, whether we get to have all that agreeable stuff on a given workday is partly the result of luck. If we're handling a cranky colleague or a crisis, it's obvious that we're not entirely in control of the way the day feels. But my experience has led me to a heartening conclusion. We have more room to manoeuvre than we generally realise. The secret lies in learning some of the science explaining how the brain works and why people behave the way they do. Less of the day seems driven by chance once we understand some of the forces that shape our choices and our emotions, and once we recognise how our thought patterns can affect everything from our perception of reality to the moods of those around us. Grasp these essentials, and it becomes far clearer how to bring the best out of ourselves and others. And that puts us in a much stronger position to create the kind of day we really want to have. For example, an executive who shares his story later in the book talks about starting to have unexpectedly great meetings after he learns something that behavioural scientists know well, that even small challenges to a person's sense of competence will put their brain on the defensive, making it harder for them to think clearly, in turn creating something of a self-fulfilling prophecy. In his meetings, the executive's take-no-prisoners personal style had inadvertently been triggering this defensive reaction in the people around him, and it was causing a lot of tension. But once he tweaked the way he expressed his views, the quality of his interactions changed within moments. Elsewhere in the book, another seasoned professional tells us about suddenly securing new promotion opportunities after trying out new science-based techniques to sharpen her focus and self-confidence. We hear about a leader who delightedly discovered hidden talents in her team after acting on research showing that people think more creatively when given a particular type of space to think. Once an entrepreneur learns a little about the brain's reward system, he finds he can say no to people while making them feel almost as good as if he'd agreed to their requests. And so on. How to have a good day is all about the ways we can create more of these sorts of lucky breaks once we know more about the science of our magnificent minds. About this book. I've arranged the book around 7 building blocks that echo the themes in people's answers to my good day question. First, there are 2 sections designed to give you a strong foundation for everything you're doing, by showing you how to set the right kind of priorities and make the best possible use of your time. Next, you'll find 3 sections that explain how to transform more of your tasks into a pleasure and a triumph, by helping you to ace every interaction, maximize your creativity and wisdom, and boost your personal impact. Finally, I've written 2 sections on ways to maintain your joie de vivre throughout the workday, by showing you how to boost your resilience in the face of disappointment, and laying out strategies for generating more energy throughout it all. As a bonus, you'll find advice at the end of the book showing you how to use the book's insights to improve 2 fixtures of modern working life, meetings and email. There's also a handy checklist to help you use the book's tips to reinvigorate your morning-to-night routine.